19 Steps from Hell by Tarlin. Read by Cookie Mom, 6067. When he came round from whatever gas they had used to knock them unconscious, Joe kept his eyes closed at first, taking a moment to assess his surroundings and hence the risk and danger. His hands were zip-tied and he could feel the weight of ankle shackles to reduce his mobility. The metal of the van was cold beneath his cheek, but the road beneath that was smooth. Unlike the potholed country roads leading to the church they had made into a safe house. He resisted, huffing aloud. The safe house was no longer a place they could hide. Unless they had also been captured then, by now the others would have packed up anything of value and torched the remains. The fire would be blamed on vagrants. He opened his eyes just a sliver and caught sight of black-footed feet, soldiers or mercenaries. It did not matter which. At least four sets, and the uneasy shifting of those boots meant they suspected he was awake, so he sat up, coughing to clear his lungs of any residue gas. Ignoring the guards, he reached across to stroke his hand over a familiar shoulder, calling Mickey's name softly, only for one guard to kick his feet and order him to be quiet. And he could not be bothered to spare any of his attention away from his Nicky. Niccolò Destati. He should have awoken by now, and Joe could feel the edge of panic creeping over him as the second stretched out with no response. Destati, I said, I know what you said. What are you going to do, kill me? As if he would care about life or death or anything else other than the man he loved with all of his heart. He leaned over Nicky's still form and called again, only to finally get a response, feeling like he could truly breathe again as he answered Nicky's questions in Italian. It became difficult to ignore the guard, and Joe tried to reason with him, but this man seemed devoid of any compassion, throwing back insults. Boyfriend. As if this child could ever understand how much more Nicky was to him than just a boyfriend. For over 900 years, Nicky had been his guiding light, the moon on his darkest days, filled with a gentleness and willingness to help others that was so at odds with the man he had first faced across a battlefield. Hunger, thirst, heat exhaustion, and religious fervor had shrouded the true character and nature of this man. But fortunately, Joe had not wasted more than a few decades before finding the beauty that lay beneath the warrior's veracity. Nicky's kiss still thrilled him, even now, beneath the hostile gaze of the guards, but they were forced to part too soon, the mistake costing the guards their lives. Before they could figure out what to do next, Joe felt the armored van come to a halt. Instinctively, he knew they had reached their destination, and even though both he and Nicky were still in chains, at least Joe had the pleasure of seeing the shock on the faces of those who opened the doors. 19 steps lay between the armored car and the inside of the private jet sitting on the tarmac, no doubt already prepped to take off. In 19 steps, they would be taken away to who knows where, perhaps to their own personal hell on earth. But Joe had faith in his family, in Andy. She and Booker would scour the earth for them, hopefully with the help of their new sister, Niall. He knew they would start their search with James Copley, the man standing before them. In the meantime, as long as he had Nicky by his side, he would stay strong and patient for his beloved's sake, if not for his own. They had already experienced the worst of humanity from those accusing them of being demons, torturing them for days on end, to those desperate to discover the cause of their immortality through obscene experiments. Torture was torture, whether exacted by a priest or a doctor. And although they had always come back from death, fully healed from all wounds, they still could feel and remember the pain, both physical and mental. As he took the 19th step onto the private jet, Joe silently prayed their captivity would be short this time. The end.